From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. High-profile shootings, including one not that long ago at the Boise Town Square Mall, have sparked concerns among Boise City officials, including the mayor, Lauren McClain, who says there are things that can be done to make people safer. She also wants your input as Boise rewrites its city code and recreates its library system. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with the mayor to talk about these issues. Let's take a listen.
We always have a list of items to consider whenever we have an opportunity to spend some time with Boise Mayor Lauren McClain, so we'll do our best this morning to check a few boxes. But first, let's welcome Boise Mayor Lauren McClain back to the program. Mayor McClain, good morning.
Good morning, George. Thanks for having me again. It's great to be here.
Up first, I'd like to talk a bit about public input. Goodness knows our time is a limited asset, but recent history reminds us that significant change happens when people show up. We've heard about a new survey on the future of the library, and of a more immediate nature is the all-important public hearing on the city budget for the next fiscal year.
And it's incredibly important that we hear from residents. We've received lots of emails. I hear often from folks on the street and in the grocery store, et cetera, because your feedback's important. Residents' feedback is really important. It's been really a hallmark of our time here to create opportunities for residents to engage, whether that be that we want folks' feedback on what the library and the services the library provides looks like moving ahead. There's opportunities right now to talk about what our city as we grow looks like in terms of what gets built where with the zoning code rewrite. Mm-hmm. And we have an incredible community engagement team that's seeking to create even more opportunities for residents to engage. Because it's in that two-way engagement, that conversation, the listening, that we come up with the best ideas to carry our city forward.
Gosh, the zoning code rewrite changes in the air. This is going to be significant.
It needs to be significant, mm-hmm. because there haven't been changes in, I want to say, 50-some years. It's zoning code that reflects cities of the mid-century, last century. Mm-hmm. We are growing, and it's incredibly important that as we grow, we figure out how we do that best to maintain the character of the neighborhoods we have, protect the open spaces along the river, in the foothills, and out into the desert that exist, and then create places for people to live and be able to walk, to work, to school, et cetera, to have a vibrant neighborhood, vibrant city as we continue to grow. And it's in doing that together that we're able to face these challenges and come out on the other side as Boise always has, as Boise always is, this great place and where people connect with each other, care about each other, and plan together for what's next.
I'd like to talk about a couple of things that are not in the budget. The city council recently passed a resolution that calls for more action to curb gun violence. And very soon after the Supreme Court recently overturned the constitutional right to an abortion, you were quick to speak out publicly that you were, in your words, infuriated and intensely worried. There are some, including a minority voice on city council, that say this is not the business of the city, but to that you would say what?
These issues have become the business of the city because these issues impact our residents in day-to-day living, whether it be the resolution that called on our federal leaders that do have the power, the ability, the responsibility, and the opportunity to pass meaningful gun safety laws in the absence of our ability to do so here at the city. But we're affected by that, whether it be the terrible mall shooting we had, the rise in death by suicide throughout our state and in our community. It is a city issue because it's a people issue. And on the Supreme Court decision to take away a fundamental right from 50% of our population. Never before have we seen rights taken away after they've been gained, is also a city issue because there's an expectation that as these extreme laws move forward, that our public safety would take resources away from keeping our community safe and put those resources into investigations that get right into private lives of people. And our residents are saying this impacts our ability to plan our families, our ability to seek education, to grow our economic opportunity in our lives. And our daughters, our kids have fewer lives than we did. It has, without us wanting to have it become a city issue, because it gets at the very base of what it means to live in this community, to create a strong and vibrant life, to have rights of privacy and choice, and to build those lives as we all seek to do. And if not us, then who, when it comes to calling this out, recognizing there's a problem, calling on and expecting this to be addressed, and then stating clearly the values that we have as here at the city of Boise, our residents, our city as a whole, and then what we can do about it and will do about it.
I've only got a couple of minutes left, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask about the heat, because I ask everyone else about it. So, but this is a real public threat.
And we're all probably feeling it in different ways. This is not to make light of it, but just the other day I went for a run before a city council meeting.
Oof.
And I was so grateful that we had the river right there, right? So I go down and I run in the trees and I'm burning up.
Yeah.
But I jumped in the river before I headed back to City Hall just to cool down a little bit, because it is hot. And so what we're seeing as a city is that more people are doing that, right?
Right.
So we're blessed to have a cool, refreshing river, but that means we've got to make sure that people along the river stay safe in the water. So we are really deploying all of our city resources. We've got a lot of new cooling shelters. And so we've let the public know where they can go during the day to cool off. Our libraries are used as cooling places. You know, here in City Hall, people can walk in and cool off. Our parks are installing more of the splash pads so that people can go cool off. We've got Parks Department and public safety crews keeping people safe along the river. And then, of course, I've got to point out that, you know, just last night I was in a neighborhood that had a lot fewer trees, and it was so much hotter than a neighborhood that I'd been in the afternoon that had more trees. And that gets right to our City of Trees challenge, where we have mapped out the tree canopy in our city and we know where we need to invest resources, which is really meaning planting trees to cool our city off in the long run. And it's why seeking climate action to meet our carbon neutrality goals matters. It is a public safety, a public health, and an economic issue in the long run that we address climate change through this action, do everything we can to mitigate the heat and the impacts of climate while harnessing the opportunity that it creates in that problem-solving space.
Boise Mayor Lauren McClain, stay cool. I don't know how many people have asked you to jump in the river, but I think it's a good opportunity.
Nobody asked me.
to do just that before
it sure felt
a meeting,
good.
Before the meeting. Thank you for your time this morning, and have yourself a good day.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And that was Boise Mayor Lauren McClain speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice.